coming up next week?
As big as they've ever been, I think. I mean, I think you can make a argument that they are the biggest that they've ever had there in Destin. It's there's a lot going on, man. A lot going on. Obviously, within the structure of the SEC, within the structure of the NCAA, the playoff, the enforcement, you know, how are they going to enforce rules? What rules are they going to have? Will the CFC have any kind of factor at all in private NIL deals, which are right now running the sport, which we all knew. All of us knew this, yet apparently they couldn't figure it out when they did it. So it's just, there's a lot going on, man, a lot going on. And the 16 presidents and chancellors of that league have the ability to either take a stand and say, look, you know, I wrote this earlier, we are the 300 Persians and you, we are the 300, and you're the Persian Empire coming at us and we're not moving. and I think they've got a chance to just say, no, we're not going to 24 teams. Okay. We're either staying at 12 or we're going to 16. That's it. End of story. And then it's what do the other conferences want? Do they forge ahead without them? And if they do, that would be a gigantic mistake, because notwithstanding the three straight national titles by the Big Ten, that's impressive, right? There's no doubt about that. But if you get down to brass tacks and what it's all about, the television ratings between the SEC and everyone else, it is literally like a Grand Canyon-sized chasm between them. Now, the Big Ten has the ability to make that up, I think, with becoming a better conference, and the fact that they've added Washington and Oregon and USC and UCLA. So if you get those major markets like to a point where those teams are starting to play better, then you got a chance. But right now, I mean, right now you get Ole Miss in Kentucky or Mississippi State in Kentucky, and that's a 3, maybe 4 million people watching that game.
That's amazing,
you
like, Matt.
You get Illinois against Rutgers and it's 1.2.
Yeah, and the Big Ten schools are in much bigger, larger population centers than these little towns in the SEC. But obviously, it's throughout the whole region that's watching it. But that is an amazing stat. Now, Matt, I've been to a lot of those SEC media spring meetings, and the talk going in is like, this is the biggest one ever, like you said. But sometimes, you know, the votes aren't taken or they really don't decide anything. They talk about a lot. But, I mean, and there is going to be huge conversations. But do you think anything's going to be, you know, voted on or done that's really significant? Or is it just going to kind of set up later things?
You know, I think it's going to be more the latter than the former. But you know, like you know, you've been through these things a lot, Glenn, and the reality is this conference has always been a conference that when they agree on something, it's unanimous. It's 12-0 or it's 14-0 or it's now 16-0. And I don't think you're going to see them say, okay, we agreed on staking at 16 and it was a 10-6 vote. It's going to be a 16-0 vote, or we agreed to do whatever. It's going to be that, because they have always, you know, whether it's right or wrong or indifferent, they've always prided themselves on, look, we're doing everything together. We share all the money. It's equally. We do everything equally. And you've never heard that dissension within the troops. And now I think you're starting to see a little dissension within the troops. Like you see Josh Heupel's talking about he wouldn't mind a 24-team playoff. Even Kirby said he wouldn't mind it. We'll see what happens when they get there. Because Steve Sarkisian, his preference is, he said, hell, I'd go back to 4. If it were up to me, I'd go back to 4. You know, the other conferences can have their mini playoffs to get your team to the Final Four. But let's just stay at 4.
Wow.
You know, he makes a very good argument about it too. So there's a lot of possibilities on the table. I guess the overarching question is, do they dig in and say, no, it's not happening? Because I think if they do, those other conferences will back down. I really believe that. Because you can't go from January backing the SEC and it's everybody against the Big Ten to 4 months later, all of a sudden now we're all against the Big Ten. Now we're all with the Big Ten, and it's against the SEC. To me, it's really bizarre, fellas, because I don't see how these other conferences can't see what's going on. It's the same thing the Big Ten did with the Pac-12 and the ACC. When Texas and Oklahoma went to the SEC, the Big Ten panicked, and they tried to get Notre Dame and USC, and Notre Dame said no, and USC obviously came. So since it was USC, they took the other LA team, right? And then the whole idea was, before that, was, look, we've got to stop the SEC. They're going to take control of college sports. Remember, this is before they added USC. and they got the alliance. Remember that, the alliance between the ACC and the Pac-12. Less than a year later, they stab the Pac-12 in the back, take the two LA schools, the most important television properties of that conference, and left them dead. Literally left them dead. And then they died like a year and a half later at that conference. So they stabbed their partner in the back. What makes them think that now the Big Ten, 4 years later, isn't going to do exactly the same thing? If they all agree and somehow they force the SEC into a 2014 deal, what makes them think that the Big Ten, which went to an at-large, all-at-large 2014 philosophy, instead of the SEC and the Big Ten getting 4 or 5 automatic bids, what makes them think that once everybody's on board and it's 24, that all of a sudden the Big Ten says, yeah, I think we're going to go back to that automatic bid thing? Like, to me, look, they've showed you who they are. Why believe them now?
How much longer do you think we'll see the SEC championship game, Matt?
I mean, until it can be proven that they can earn more money in any other situation than they earn now, I think it'll be on for as long as it has to be on. That game is not only a moneymaker.
$100 million a year.
Yeah. In the future, it could be even more. In the future, that could be a standalone game. You could literally sell that to, like, you could have your whole deal with ESPN, and you could one off that thing with Amazon, and they, God only knows what they'd pay you for that, right? So you could do that, and as well as it's a game, I think, and this is as big, I really do, is it's a fabric of what that league is. That league began booming because of the conference championship game. It's not going to be just like a flipping, okay, we'll get rid of it. It's just not going to be like that.
Yeah, but you had, like you said earlier, you know, you got these splits, like Greg Byrne was saying, they should get rid of it, but it's not that easy. I mean, how long is the contract with ESPN for that game?
Well, it's through the end of the deal. So it's going to be, what, 2033? Is that right?
And it makes so much money. I mean, I can't see them getting rid of it either. You know, maybe if they went to 24, you could recoup that money, but I don't know. I mean,
I don't know how you do it, because we've all seen the breakdowns of what those games would have looked like the last 2 years. Who in their right do you really think you're going to sell to Amazon and Netflix and forget about your regular partners? You're going to sell Syracuse. What was the one game? Syracuse versus what was it?
James
Georgia
Madison.
Tech, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was Navy against Alabama. Like, do you really think you're going to sell that game as a marquee game? Come on, man.
Matt,
it's not going to work like that. And that's another thing too. See, this is another thing that I think never gets talked about. And Sark was the guy who talked about it when I talked to him. And all anybody saw was the dopey, you know, Ole Miss basket weaving. Nobody saw what the point he really made was, no one knows what goes on in that room, the college football selection committee room. They don't know how it happens. So are you going to tell me once it gets to 24 that you're not all of a sudden going to see 18, 17 or 18 Big Ten and SEC teams in that thing? Of course you are. Of course you are. And I don't think those other conferences think that. I think they think, oh, it's all at large. It'll be great. We'll all have teams in there, and they're all going to end up getting hosed by it.
Matt, we got to go. We could talk for hours with you. Very, very insightful stuff. We really appreciate it. We'll have to get you back on again. Enjoy the time over in Destin, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, fellas.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks a lot.
All right. That is Matt Hayes with the USA Today Network. We're late for a break, so